under the starry sky of the desert. From the very heart of evergreen forests. With the radiance of silver-colored sand. In the midst of proud mountains. Closer, Iran.
Hello, I am Mitra, an Iranian nature traveler. To know more about the wonders and beauties of magnificent Iran, keep me company. Mountain climbing has always been my favorite hobby. You know, taking a trip to nature after a busy, stressful week helps me get refreshed. And if this nature traveling be accompanied by exciting adventures, will be more attractive. Sorry, sir. How can I get to Darband Cave?
Drive directly to Shah Mirzad. After 2 kilometers, you'll see the cave's sign.
Thank you. I have an appointment with a group of mountain climbers who are going to visit Darband Cave. They have taken a bus to the cave. However, I have driven my own car. I'm going to stay in Semnan province for a few days.
And that's our bulletin for this hour. Thank you for staying tuned.
Here it is. It's the cave's sign. Darband Cave is one of the largest limestone caves in Iran, located 2 kilometers north of Darband region in Mahdishahr city, Semnan province, northern Iran. This cave can be found on the southern slopes of Alborz mountain range and on the heights of Darband. This cave was inhabited by humans in the past. Darband Cave, with a length of nearly 114 meters, is located at an altitude of 2,000 meters above the sea. It is interesting to know that the height of the crater from the foot of the mountain is 300 meters and its widest part is 36 meters. Among the artifacts found in this cave, we can mention the broken parts of pottery, the oldest of which have been estimated to date back to the first millennium AD. This cave is known for its huge stalactites, which have a regular shape, in heights ranging from 4 to 14 meters. I'm getting close. I should find the touristic bus of the mountain climbers. Here it is. Hey!
You have to take safety precautions. Don't move individually. In order to reach the cave's entrance, you have to take an earth road. You'll hike a 350-meter road, which consists of 650 stairs that we should walk up. Any questions? Okay then, we'll set off.
I was wondering that how hard it was for primitive human beings to live in a cave. In other words, the earliest world civilizations were so different from today's world. Conflicts and natural disasters forced primitive human beings to shelter in mountain heights, in caves, so that they could stay safe. Well, we are at the cave's opening. I'm so excited to go inside and see this historical cave. At the beginning, there is an oval hall with a length of nearly 114 meters. In some parts of the cave, the width is 36 meters. We move further. The difference between this cave and other caves is that it doesn't have twists and turns. However, this cave is unique historically. Look at there. Stalactites are intertwined in a way as if An engineer has put them together. Great.
Okay, guys. Come closer, everyone. That is the longest column in the cave. What a sight.
So here we are. Oh, it's incredible. Its length is 15 meters. And as we hike further, more stalactites do appear, which end in a water pool. Here it is. However, it's not drinking water. It's full of minerals. And at the end of the cave, there is a part which is called Takhte Bozorg. It's said that this place was used to be inhabited by primitive humans. Even imagining such a thing is really hard. Living in a cave? I don't know. I'm a little bit confused. Maybe those people had difficulty with living in our modern world. Well, it was an amazing experience. I'm outside the cave, and the only thing that completes my happiness at the moment is making a pot of Iranian tea on firing woods. By the way, Semnon has many spectacular sights to see, which I have plans to visit them all. Thank God. My beautiful Iran is home to the most stunning wonders of the world.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. What you heard was an IRIB English radio program.